So are we in a new Cold War?
Well, it's a question of the nature of what the confrontation is going to be and for how long. It is one thing to try and understand as an intellectual and strategic exercise to understand as Putin sees the world. It's interesting to do that. But I think it's also important to call things by their proper name. And what is happening is that Russia has tried, for strategic reasons, to destabilize a country to its south, because it in opposition to the West, but also in opposition to the leadership of Ukraine.
Do you think the person you admire greatly, the President of the United States, is up to the challenge?
I think they were taken by surprise.
Which is a problem.
It is. I think they were taken by surprise by the vehemence of this action. Yeah. I know for a fact from reporting, I'm trying to do a longer piece on U.S.-Russia relations and the history of just what you're describing. There were people in the Situation Room who many months ago said, you know, it is not entirely unthinkable that Russia will take Crimea. But I don't think Russia was high on the priority list of foreign subjects in the White House by any stretch of the imagination, not with Syria around, not with particularly getting out of Iraq and Afghanistan. That's what dominated things. Right. The so-called pivot to Asia.
And the continuing concern about terrorism wherever it was.
The primary actor in this, in the malevolent sense, in my view, is Vladimir Putin. Now, I am hoping, you know, he's taken Crimea and he's destabilized the East to a great degree. I hope there's some backing off. I'm hoping that Sunday's election in Ukraine goes well. It seems to me for Russia to call Ukraine fascist is preposterous. Fascist countries don't call democratic elections. It doesn't happen. And that's what's meant to happen on Sunday. The likely victor is problematic. This is Petroshenko, who's known as the Chocolate King.
Yes.
But he's an oligarch. Ukraine has been terribly served by its leadership since 1991. Corrupt on the left, right, and center.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to say that Ukraine is some, you know, model. It's not the Czech Republic or Poland. They have been very unlucky in their leaders and very unlucky in their politics for now a generation. But if they're going to make it back, things are not going to be improved by the strong hand of Vladimir Putin from the north.